Okay, this is Perek Aleph in Hilchos Maaseh Korbanos, the next section in the Rambam. And just as an overview, I just have a couple of pictures here that are gonna just we're not gonna go into too much detail on these, but give us a sense of the various categories we're gonna be dealing with. And obviously the name speaks for itself. This is gonna in this section of the Rambam is gonna develop all the constructs of how the Korbanos, how the sacrifices took place and what they were construed of, etc. So just as an example. These are the various kinds of korbanos we're going to be discussing: the olah, chatas, asher, mincha, shlamim, bechor, ma'aser, pesach. And in this great organization here, you can see, for example, an olah must be a male animal, whereas a chatas could be either male or female. Olahs for both communal and individual sacrifices. So the same with chatas, whereas an asher is for yachid. We'll get to the zrikas dam, how the blood is sprinkled later, all the specifics. Smicha, which is the placing of the hands of the korban, whether that's required or not. Lemizbeach, Ola, obviously the entire thing. Imurim, every other korban, there's a division of what goes on in Mizbeach and what doesn't. And in terms of eating, Ola is not eating all the korbanos, all the other korbanos, you have different instances of individuals who eats it and who doesn't eat it. Another differentiation we'll see where animals are slaughtered, where animals are eaten, and who eats them. So, for instance, by kachet kachim, we'll see that definition later. They are shechted, they are slaughtered in the north of the Azara. They're eaten in the Azara and they only go to Kohanim, whereas Kachi Kalim, which is a kind of a lower level, so those are done in the entire Azara, they're eaten in Yerushalayim, and they go to Kohanim and the owners of the korban. Okay, these are the various avodas we're going to see. There's Shechita, which is the slaughtering of the animal, Kabbalah, which is the gathering and receiving of the blood in this kli. Then the kli must be walked over to the Mizbeach, Olacha, and then Zrika, which is the sprinkling of the blood on the side of the Mizbeach. A couple other ones, smicha, which is the placing of the hands on the animal. Hanafa is the waving of the organs or the showbread. And hagasha is taking a mincha and putting it on the korner of the mizbeach. So far as the korban mincha is concerned, which is made up of flour and oil, there is, after the flour and oil are mixed, there's kmitza, which is the grabbing of the, what do you call it, of the oil-flour mixture. There's nesina, placing it in the pan. Holacha, walking it over. Haktara, burning it on the Mizbeach. This large chart over here, which I know is, I tried to blow it up as much as possible, but this is really literally a summary of all the different korbanos yachid, which animals they come from, okay, up over here, and the different kinds of korbanos. Just we'll be covering all this stuff. Here's also a good diagram of the various animals they're taken from. And the Torah says bakar. Bakar means cattle, it's cow, okay, calf, tzon, minakvasim, lambs. Things like that. Minaizim, goats, and these will be the different examples. And again, you can see here, excuse me, finally, Tor, Yona, Ben Yona, which are the birds, that's the oaf. And here, the person who put this together discusses how old the animals have to be. Again, we'll see that inside. And again, there's another, what do you call, breakdown of this. Korbanos min hachai, korbanos taken from live animals. Ola could be from when it's a lamb, it's a zachar. Again, all these classifications are going to hit as we do the Rambam inside. Okay, so let's go into the Rambam himself. We'll start with the Koseres, where he lists all the various commandments, and there are a bunch. Yesh b'chol, excuse me, shlosh v'esher mitzvos. There are 23 mitzvos. Esher mitzvos, I say 10 positive, with shlosh v'esher mitzvos, those I say, and 13 negative. Zero pratim. See the details. Okay, first, lasos ola k'maisa k'suga malaseva. So the first one is to do the ola offering in the right order, the way it's supposed to be done. Number two, shlo le'chol basar ola, that you're not allowed to eat any of the meat that is from this type of sacrifice of the Ola. The third is Seder Chatas, that you must do the order of the Chatas Korban correctly. Number four, Shlo Lechol Mibsar Chatas Apnimis, that you can't go ahead and eat from the meat of the holiest of the Chatas. Then you have Shlo Yadu B'Chatas Oaf. We'll get to what that means later, but it is to, what do you call it, not to split up the Chatas Oaf, the chicken Oaf, the bird Oaf, excuse me, the bird Chatas. Then you have Seder Asham. You must follow the order of the guilt offering properly. Shiyilcho konim basar kachet kachem mikdash. The Kohanim cannot eat the flesh of the meat of these types of sacrifices of the kachet kachem the mikdash. Shel yochum chutz lazara. They can never eat anything, any korban outside of the temple area. Shelo yochal zar mikachet kachem. A non-Kohen can't eat from these types of korbanos. Seder shlamim. You got to do the korban shlamim in the correct order. Shelo lechol basar kachet kalim konim shikas damim. You cannot eat the meat of this type of korban prior to the sprinkling of the blood. Lasos kol mincha kaseder maaseh aksum b'Torah. So when it comes to the category of korban mincha, you must do it in the proper order, the way it's laid out in the Torah. Number 13, Shel Yosim Shemen on Minchas Chote. You can never pour oil on the Minchas Chote, on the flour offering for the sinner. Shel Litana Le'elavona. You can't put frankincense on it. Shel Tochal Minchas Kohen. No one can eat the Mincha of the Kohen, which is a special korban. Then you have Shel Ta'afeh Minchas Chametz. You can't break the Minchas Chametz, which is a Mincha of leavened bread. Eat the leftover of the minchas, the flour offerings. Number 18, okay, so if a person makes a vow to bring a korban, a voluntary korban, he must bring it prior and up to the first regal after he makes the neder. So if he says, let's say, today he's going to make say, I'm going to bring up a korban, it has to be done prior to Pesach, which is our next regal. You should never, there's a separate Isra Bal Yachar to push off, be late in fulfilling your neder obligation. Number 20, all the Kabbonas must be brought in the base of Mikdash. Number 21, if you're Mekadesh, you consecrate something outside of Israel to bring it to the temple. You can't slaughter a Korban outside of the base of Mikdash. And finally, you can't bring a Korban, you can't burn it outside the Azara as well. Okay, the Rambam is going to explain all these mitzvahs. So the first parak, the Rambam really deals with the categories. He establishes all the categories of korbanos and goes into detail. Parak Avolach Aleph, Kol Korbanos Shel Minei Nefesh Chaya, Bayim Mechamisha Minei Bavat. So all sacrifices that come from animals are broken up into five species, five categories. Minei Bakar, so that's cattle. Minei Kvasim, sheep. Minei Izim, goats. Minei Torim, which are turtle doves. And Minei Bnei Yona, which are small doves. Okay. I'm going to refer to them in Hebrew from this point on. When it comes to the types of korbanos, there's either, which both communal and individuals share in common, there are four types. There's ola, which is the burnt offering, chata sin, asham guilt, shlamim, literally means the peace offering. But again, I'm going to refer to them by their Hebrew names. So there's three unique korbanos that individuals bring. That's the korban Pesach, the korban Bechor, which is the korban of the firstborn, and the korban Meiser, which again, we'll get to later. So now in starting to mix the categories together, any communal sacrifice is either an ola or a chatas. There no shlamim korbanos. We'll see what the different practical differences are later. The only time you have a shlamim by a korban tzibur is the two lambs, the two kvasim that are brought with the special bread that's waved around on Shavuos. These are called the sacrifices of the peace offering sacrifices of the tzibur. The community, the Bnei Israel, never bring a communal guilt offering, nor do they bring a bird offering. Now, what are the korban tzibur? What are the communal sacrifices brought? Well, there's the two tamidim brought every day. Every day there's a tamid boker and tamid erev. Then you have the Musvei Shabbosos, Rosh Chodesh, and Molos, Shechat Hashem Kirim. Then you have the additional korbanos that are brought either on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, every Yantav, as well as the Sir Chatas that is brought on Yom Kippur. V'chenim Shagu Beizdin. Now, another example. Let's say Beizdin make a mistake. V'horu v'avodah zarah. And what they did was they gave an incorrect ruling regarding an area of idolatry. Maybe kol shevet par v'sarah. Every shevet must bring a par and a seir as a korban. A par ola, the par is consumed in its entirety. It's that kind of korban. The seir chatas, the seir is treated like a korban chatas. Ve'ilo seirim, these seirim are called heimanikroim seirei avodah zarah. Vem shagavu b'horu b'shar mitzvos. Let's say Sanhedrin makes an error in any other mitzvah outside of avodah zarah. Mevim par lachatas, they bring a cow for the par chatas. Ve'unikra, and it'll be a chatas offering. Ve'unikra par he'elam davar shel tzibur. It is considered, it's called the bull or cow, the bull, that is the one that's referring to the item that was overlooked, by the tzibur. Halacha Vav, korbanos yachid, when it comes to individual korbanos, haim, what are they? Habachor, so that's the firstborn, the meiser, that's obviously meiser, pesach, korban pesach, chagiga. The chagiga is what's also brought on yantav, we'll see this later, the shlamim, that is also eaten by the owner. Va'ri'ah, the olos, okay? Ri'ah is a korban also brought as an individual in Aliyah L'Regel, when you go up at the time of the festivals, and that is an Ola. Korban Ager, a Korban that a convert brings, right? V'hu Ola min Behema, that's an Ola from cattle, or any animal. Oshnei B'yona, Oshnei Torim, it could also be from the birds. Oshnei and Ola, both of them are Olas. Oshnei Behema, Zachas Ola, Zachas Shalom, or from two animals, one is an Ola, one is a Shalom. Next, Vanodar or Misnadev, Ola or Shlamim, someone who makes a vow to bring either an Ola sacrifice or Shlamim. Ushlamim Abayim Imalechem, and anytime you have a Korban Shlamim, that's brought with bread as well. Heimanakarim Toda. That's another category. It's called the Korban Toda, which means giving thanks. Vehin Korbanus and Nazir. So too, the Korbanus and the Nazir brings Vehin Ola Vechatas Shlamim. These are the Ola. The Nazir brings an Ola, a Chatas, a Korban Shlamim, and the Korbanus Mitzora, a person that's Saras, what do they bring? Vehin Chatas Asham Ola. They bring a Korban Chatas, a Korban Asham, and a Korban Ola. Ukorbanus Zamam Yodos. These are the Korbanus that, let's say, someone has an admission or gives birth. Vehin Chatas Ola. Those are the sin and Ola offerings. The korban hashogeg b'mitzvos. If someone makes a mistake in a mitzvah, lo sase yish b'kares. Let's say someone makes an error in a negative commandment that the punishment would normally be kares. He brings v'hu chatas. He brings a korban chatas. B'mistapik lo yimasa lo asa oso achote. Let's say the person is unsure. He's unclear. Did he do an isser or not? Maybe asham. He brings this. It's called a korban asham. V'hu anikra asham taler. It is called a conditional asham. There are other types of sins you bring an asham for, who nikra asham badai. That's considered a clear and obvious, definitive guilt offer. So too, the isle, the ram, that's as an ola, and then the par, the bull of the chata, that the kohen gadol brings from his own collection, so to speak, on Yom Kippur. Those are also korban yachid, even though his service he's doing on behalf of the tzibur. Uparze hu nikra par Yom Kippur. This is called the par Yom Kippur. All these sacrifices, Mufurashan Hema Torah, are clearly mentioned in the Torah. The Kol Echa Mehen, Yizbaro, Dina Mekomo. All the specific halachas of all these wonderful korbanos, the Rambam will explain in their respective places. Okay, lachazan. Kol korbanos hayachin, any korban that an individual brings, chayev b'achar yusan, uvachrayas nitzayin chutzmin adava. So the person bringing it is responsible for that and any other offerings and libations brought with it, except for the animal that you volunteer for the mikdash. But not so when it comes to a korban that's brought from the tzibor. Then kara b'zevach, if you, what do you call it? Once you are makir, once you bring these sacrifices, then you be responsible for all the other additional sacrifices that come with it. The korban yachid, shekavu lozman, any korban yachid that has a fixed time, like let's say, for instance, korban pesach, Haryuk korban tzibur, it's just like a communal offering, but inochay barach yusa. Therefore, you're not responsible for it in its entirety. Lachres kol olas behema, any animal that's brought as an ola, inaba elam yizhar mabad, always comes from male. Viba mina kvasim, umina izim, mina bakar, mina gdol mitam, and it can come from lambs and goats and cattle, whether they're older or younger. Mina torah miyona, and when in terms of the birds, it could be either species, becha ben azachar ben akeva, whether they are male or female. So when it comes to the birds, it doesn't matter if they're male or female, for an ola, but when it comes to other animals or non-birds, then they have to be male. The korban chatas comes from the five species you mentioned before. Minizhar minakevas, it could be male or female. Migdol mitanim could be older or young, or bigger or smaller. Ha'asham, the guilt offering, you can only bring it from male sheep. Some come from the larger ones, and some come from the smaller ones. Korban shlamim. Shlamim ba'im in a kvasim, umin a izim, in a bakar, mizachar in a keva. So the shlamim can be brought from lambs, goats, and cattle, whether male or female, from minagdolim in a tanim, whether large or small. Bein oaf ba'a shlamim. An oaf can never be brought as a shlamim. There's not much to eat from it. Hakatanim heim ben shmonos yamim ad shana tmima. So the small ones, when we say they're small, what does that mean? It means from the age of 8 until they're a year, miyom miyom, when we count each day. We'll see what that means. When it's Aver Shana and it's Aver Lo, and if it's a leap year, the extra month is included. The Agadolim B'Bakar, when we're talking about large, when it comes to cattle, Ad Shloshanim Shlemos is 3 full years, Miyom Miyom, from day to day. Ubitzon, when it comes to sheep, Ad Shanim Shlemos Miyom Miyom. That would be 2 full years, day to day. Yosa Azeh, anything older than that, Harayu Zakein, it's considered old, Emak Yubinaso, you don't bring it as a korban. Even though every korban is permitted as a korban from 8 days and above, you wait 30 days. 30 days is the time you wait, except for the three unique individual sacrifices. If you want to bring them from the 8th day, at the outset, you can do so. Okay. Shows, so we count hours, okay, when it comes to animals that are set up and that are consecrated for the mikdash. And if you add, meaning if they were alive for, let's say, an hour longer or an hour is taken away from them, they become pasul. So what does that mean? Ketzad. Korban, shemitzvah lios ben shana, so korban whose obligation is to be, let's say, less than a year. Im hosif al shana sha'a achas nifsal. If you add 1 year past that time, it's pasul. Afilu hayu ben shana b'shas shita, even if it was less than a year at the time you slaughtered it, the hosif al shana, and it was more than a year, its birthday, b'shas zrika, when you sprinkled the blood, nifsal, it's pasul, achia ben shana ad shas zrika v'chein b'chol zvachem. So again, it has to be less than a year. There's no cheating involved. Allah Yidal, komak shnei v'torah keves, or kifsa, or kvasim, anytime the Torah says a male sheep, a female sheep, or sheep, hare elu b'nei shana, it's always talking about a year old. When it says the word ayil or elim, which are rams, it means male that are two. When is it called an ayil? When it goes into, when 31 days of the second year pass by. On the 30th day, in a kasher, it's not kasher, whether it's the lamb or the ram, palgas. That's what we call, excuse me, pilgas. That's what we call a pilgas animal. Every time you say calf, Areza ben shana, that is a year old. Par, when it says par, it's ben shnayim, it's two. Sir izim, when it's a goat, ben shana, it's one. Sir ben shnayim, sir in general, it's the sir without the izim is considered, it's when it's two or younger. And kol shashniyah hu nikra sa'ir. Throughout the second year, it's always called a sa'ir. Okay, lachat ezvah. Kol kabanas atzibra zacharim. All the communal sacrifices are for male animals. V'chein chatosh atzibra min ezim nebakar. So too, the chataos that are brought on behalf of the tzibor are from either goats or from cattle. Veim bahen minakvasa, but no lambs. We call olos hatzibor minakvasa minabakar. Any ola brought for the tzibor comes from either sheep or cattle. Veilin ola minaeis. You never bring an ola from goats. Kol chatas yachid the nekeva is so called lakohan and veinaba minabakar. Every chatas that is brought by an individual are from female animals, and they're eaten by the kohanim, and they don't come from cattle. Except for three specific korban chataos. Chatas nasi, shehi eiz v'nechalas. We'll get to what these are later, but the chatas brought by the nasi, which is a goat and it's eaten. The chatas kohen mashiach, chatas brought by the kohen mashiach, we'll see that is later. Shu par, that's a par, v'nisrepes, right? And it's burnt, v'hu par ha'ba'al kol mitzvos. It's a par brought for all its commandments. And then ashlishi, the third type is par shemei b'kohen gadol yom kippurim. That's a part brought by the Kohen Gadol and Kippur, who chatas, it's also a sin offering, minisraf, and it is burnt. Lachat design. Kol chatos shel tzibor, all the chatos brought by the tzibor, necheles are eaten, chutz m'seir shem kippurim, except for the seir of Yom Kippur, shechavera mishaleah. What happens to it? Its partner sent out to be thrown off the cliff. V'chein seir ayabot azara par helam, par habal kol mitzos, par helam nekraim, parim minisrafim. All the unique paros, parim that the Rama mentioned before, like for instance, the par, helam, that's brought the Sanhedrin mess up a certain mitzvah, these are all burnt. Usiri, avodazar, nikram, seirim, and esrafim, seiri, avodazar, that are called seirim, are also burnt. So what do we see? When it comes to korban chatas, of the five, two of the yachid are burnt, three of the tibur are burnt as well. Lachid zayin, kol kabanas ha'ilu, nikram, zvachim. All these kabanos and that Rav just mentioned are all called zvachim. That's the overall category. Now, within that category of zvachim, the olos, chatas, hashamos, the two kvasim brought on shavuos, those are all called kache kache. But the shlamim brought by individual, the poor maaser pesach, those are the other three unique korban yachid, nigroim, kache kalim. Those are called kache kalim, meaning that they're of a lesser level of kedusha. The limbs and organs that are burnt on the mizbeach, from the chatos and the chalos, from the chatos of eaten, from the shamos and the guilt offerings, from the shlamim, hein anikran emurim. The term for this is emurim. Emurim are the limbs and organs that are burnt on the mizbeach. Ve'lehen emurim shel or shel eitz. So these are the emurim of either an ox or a goat. Hachelav ashal akarev. So now we're going to have the fat that is on the inner organ area. Uvichlalo chelav shagabe akeva. And the fat that is on that one type of stomach, ushdei klayos and the kidneys, the chelav shalein and the fat that's on them, ima chelav asheralak salim. Again, if those who are familiar with laning, this is always read in the Torah. The chelav that is on the that is on the flanks, the oseres hakaved, and that's the area by the liver. The notal minakavim atim oseres. You take a little bit of the liver with its lobe. Mimaya korban minina kvasim. If the korban comes from lambs. Mosif al-Elio, you add to these, ha'al-ya, tamima, so you add the tail, imachulios min hashidra, along with the vertebrae from the spine, ad makom akleios, until the place where the kidneys are, shenemar lumas he'atze yisirena. All the organs and limbs are burnt on the outer mizbeach. Fani alacha yutes, haisa behima muberes, let's say the animal was pregnant, afbi shekalu chadasho shel ubar, even though, let's say, the fetus has been carried out to its delivery date, afilu nimsachai, even if you find it and it's alive, inama lechelbo imchelimima, we don't bring its fat with its mother's fat, elachel gimolvad, rather just the fat of the mother, because the fetus is considered as if one of its legs. That is Parak Aleph, and we will begin Parak Beis tomorrow.